Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ja Morant and his civil trial with one Joshua Holloway, the former teenager, was 17 at the time. We know the story was in Ja's backyard a couple summers ago. Now it's July of 2022. And got into a fight. And according to, I'll read from the commercial appeal story, Ja's legal team got a victory here, ruled in favor of Ja Morant, writing in a court order, the Shelby County Circuit Court judge, that Morant acted fairly in self-defense when he punched a teenage basketball player during that pickup game. Morant was granted the presumption, reading from the CA story over commercialappeal.com, was granted the presumption of civil immunity under Tennessee's self-defense immunity statute and in the ongoing civil lawsuit stemming from the incident, which again took place at Morant's home in Eads. The ruling comes after a three-day hearing in December that saw a number of witnesses take the stand, including Morant himself. Remember, back in December, we were going through some of that witness testimony. So the lawsuit itself, at least according to ESPN, that trial will continue at a later date. It originally been scheduled to begin in late April, but now will begin at a later date. And again, with now, you know, it being determined that Ja acted in self-defense.
Yep.
A good chance at this point that Holloway's lawsuit isn't gonna isn't gonna reach the desired ending.
Free Ja. You know, that's kind of just where I'm at with it. Free Ja. The main thing at this point was
Carol
just,
Chumney, the judge.
Yes. Thank you, Carol. The main thing was just avoiding jail time based on this egregious act. And now that we
It's a civil trial.
I'm being told that it is now a civil trial. And I'm being told that it always has been a civil trial. And that we devoted, unfortunately, a little bit too many resources to a what seems to be a sham of a case here. Sending ESPN. I mean, they were really looking, weren't they? I mean, we had Tim McMahon down here. We had Baxter down here. I mean, they were really looking and trying to discover and uncover what was going on. It was just it was Ja acting in self-defense. The ball was starting in his face 2 years ago. It's starting to feel like...
And the key here, it seems to be, in the ruling is not just that he, you know, threw the ball at him. It was the stepping toward Ja and the apparent balling of fists by young Joshua Holloway.
Yes.
That then made it a self-defense situation for Ja.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Balled up fists like them balls.
Man, the balls were, you know.
Remember when they balled them up and Penny saw them balling
criminals.
Up fists?
Yes, I do. I wanted to sue. Penny wanted to sue. We all did.
And that's what Ja's camp, and they have won this, that's what they say.
Yes.
Young Joshua was doing.
Okay, well, now we know. Now we know that it's apparently he's not going to come out of a pocket here. Hey.
Remember, Devontae got a lick in, too.
A lesson might have been learned here. Lesson might have been learned here. If you are ever in a situation where you have a chance to take money on the table, cash on the table, and a first offer to settle this and get the hell away, you should take that offer instead of taking it to court. Because then you got to worry about the court costs and all those things. And now you have nothing to stand on because, again, self-defense is self-defense is self-defense. It's over. You will get nothing and you will like it.
Mm-hmm. According to the CA, questions remain about the case's future, obviously. Rebecca Adelman, one of the attorneys representing Holloway, has filed a motion challenging the constitutionality of Tennessee's Stand Your Ground law and argued that it violates Holloway's due process rights. A hearing about those arguments hasn't taken place. Again, I don't know what Adelman's got to stand on at this point anymore when it's already been fairly, you know, determined that he acted fairly in self-defense. I mean, I would think that your civil trial, you know, a lot of it was going to hinge on this not being a case of self-defense. And so I don't, you know, whatever they're paying Adelman at this point seems like, you know, you might be just throwing away money. Not sure that this is going to go any further.
Yeah, I don't see how it does. I don't know at this point, you know, what you what more you have to stand on. So, but look, I'm sure for Ja, from that standpoint, like, behind me, it's over. I got kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I will say at one point I said Josh should have settled this, that right. It wasn't worth.
Right.
You know, the public scrutiny, the headlines themselves, that you just settle it. Again, that's not knowing what the Holloways were asking for in a settlement. Maybe that number was crazy. And to Ja's point, he said, I'm not going to do it. Mm. You know, as he said, the truth will come out or whatever else. And yeah, I mean, you know, fighting this to this point, I know we spent a lot of money clearly on attorney fees, but they have been worth it to this point, getting this legal victory, it seems, because in the end, you'll be able to get a headline that says you acted in self-defense and you didn't have to pay the Holloways anything. That's what it looks like. Again, this is not done right now. There's still a trial set, but when it will happen, who knows?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If the Holloways will continue to pursue.
Look, this is just part of, you know, I think the whole deal, you know, being over and done with, and now it's like your full focus is taking these Grizzlies as they get ready to play a critical game tonight against the San Antonio Spurs to keep the streak alive, bro. I don't know if you've seen that this roster, these guys are fighting. 415 players have suited up for the Grizzlies this year. It's a new record.
Yeah, I'm imagining I have Ja on the sideline, and it's a parade inside my city sort of type vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Feeling a legal victory here.
Absolutely. You legal know? Victories are the best kinds, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, like you can get the on-court.
He's going to feel away. He's going to feel exonerated.
Yeah.
And listen, he's switching agents. This can be the start of cleaning everything up, getting a ruling like this. This can help, again, the fact that it has been now in a court determined that you acted in self-defense. You still was fighting a teenager. Still had your boy jump him. It's bad optically, but at least from a civil trial standpoint, you've had a ruling that you acted in self-defense. That can help clean things up. Again, you're still going to have your opponent in the NBA guys coming at you saying, I ain't no boy. They're still going to talk to you crazy. You're still going to hear about it.
Yeah.
But this is good. In a court of law, it's been determined you acted in self-defense.
Yeah.
It can help. That can be the start or part of cleaning things up. Those will be determined by Ja's future actions.
Exactly. Exactly right. So anyway, I know it was a fantastic development for him and his family, as you know, they are in the process, as we know, of changing agents. They've parted ways with Jim Tanner and Tandem. I think, you know, there's a moratorium. Well, there absolutely is a moratorium on when you can announce your next move. But I think if you're Ja, you're looking for someone who can sort of uplift, right? You're looking for someone who can sort of, you know, when it comes to your personality, your growth, your maturity, somebody who can really lift you into becoming the best version of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who can, you know, sort of help you spread your wings and just kind of let it fly. I think that's what you're looking for in your next agency. And, you know, I don't know if there's anybody out there that could do that for him. I'm not sure. But I think somebody that can maybe, who's been in that spot before, who maybe was there when all of this happened. I don't know if there's a person out there, you know, who you could turn to. But if you ever did have somebody that you could turn to in that very specific scenario, I would do that. May we all be so lucky. You know what I mean?
Just that, and give me some endorsements, because my max deals are expired.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an exciting time for Ja. And, you know, it is for this team. I mean, you get him clear eyes, full heart, can't lose mode. Jaren, Desmond, Bane, we'll see what happens with the rest of this roster, but you feel like you've got some rotation guys. I'll say this, and I mean this with all sincerity. I watched the Denver Nuggets. Their rotation guys, not as good as what the Grizzlies have. I'm being dead-ass serious. Because when they go to that bench, oh, it's ugly. It's ugly, bro. They got Christian Braun out there, Reggie Jackson. Give me Gigi and Vince Williams over those two all day long at this stage. So that's...
Yeah, you're talking about the back end of it, bro. You're not talking about the top three.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying their bench.
Yeah, I get it. But the bench is not why they won a title.
No,
it's
not.
It's not the reason why they are.
It can supplement you, though. I mean, it can help you win some games in a playoff series. Christian Braun helped them win game three of the finals last year, whichever, game two, game three, one of them, you know. You just need one.
Jokic, Jamal, and Aaron Gordon.
Yes.
Compares to Bane, Ja and Jaren. That's what that's about.
I mean, I would say I would say Jamal and Ja are comparable. Aaron, Jokic obviously got
Nothing comparable.
Yeah, Jokic is the best, but I think we could flip a coin on Ja or Jamal to be. Most people probably take Jamal, but I think there's a case to be made for Ja, at least. So Aaron Gordon to me, I would have Bane over him. I would rank Aaron Gordon probably last. If you're going top six, I'd say Aaron Gordon's probably sixth. Bane, you know, you could argue over. I think there's a case though for, I would say it's close. It's close. You know,